Thank you for joining me again today as we finish off this week together. I hope you will have a good weekend as you peek around the corner to see August. Believe it or not, August 1 is Wednesday, and this summer here on God Is, we have been learning a great deal about who God is through His one and only Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus has taught us that God is merciful, that God is our rest, and now that God is our confidence. And in the weeks to follow, Jesus has more to teach us. So please come along and join us Monday through Friday at this same time on this fine station. Should you have missed some time with us, you can always get a podcast free of charge from the WEZE website. Information on how to do that will be given at the end today, but let me just say that the podcasts are found on that website under the link marked More at the top of the WEZE website. So click More and then Podcasts, and God Is will be there. Give it a listen this weekend. Now, as we learn about confidence that God gives us through Christ, we've been dealing primarily with two of Jesus' first disciples. They are Peter and John. They've known one another a long time since they and their brothers worked together in a fishing business. And now, remarkably, they find themselves developing close bonds with the Messiah of the Jewish people and the Savior for those who will put their faith in Him, Jesus Christ. What a life! Peter and John experienced what all genuine Christians will one day know, personal, face-to-face intimacy with our Lord Jesus. Oh, what a day that shall be, when my Jesus I shall see. Are you a believer in Jesus who is mourning, sad, lonely, struggling, weak, and/or afraid? Let me assure you of something today, my brother, my sister in Christ. One day soon, you're going to see Jesus, and we'll be together with Him forever. No more mourning, sadness, no more loneliness, struggle, no weakness or fear. All of that will be gone, erased. You know, I often think of this. I have little idea who's listening to me right now. Many of you have not yet introduced yourselves to me by writing me a note. But I know you're there. And for you Christians, here's what else I believe. We'll all know each other well on that day when we all get to the new heavens and the new earth and worship our great and eternal Master Jesus forever and forever. Oh yes, we'll know each other then, my friends. And I am looking forward to that precious and sweet day, that glorious day. Aren't you? And you know whom else we will know? Peter and John. And yet we will feel like we already know them so well because of the writing they have left us and because of their testimonies that we read about throughout our New Testaments. They're already our brothers and our forefathers in the faith, and today let's follow them again from the transfiguration of Jesus on the mountain in Matthew 17 to the resurrection of Jesus in John chapter 20. Indeed, let's now read from the very gospel that this disciple John left for us. I want to read John chapter 20 in verses 1 through 10. You'll hear, as I read, this is a story about the reaction of Peter and John to the resurrection of Jesus from the grave. I'll say more about this in a minute, but John is the other disciple whom Jesus loved. Whenever you hear that phrase, the other disciple whom Jesus loved, remember, that is John. All right, listen now to John chapter 20, verses 1 through 10. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came early to the tomb while it was still dark and saw the stone already taken away from the tomb. So she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, "They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter and the other disciple went forth, and they were going to the tomb. The two were running together, and the other disciple ran ahead faster than Peter and came to the tomb first. And stooping and looking in, he saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. And so Simon Peter also came following him and entered the tomb. And he saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the face cloth which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. So the other disciple who had come first to the tomb then also entered, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. So the disciples went away again to their homes. Now, if you want to read that for yourself, it's the Gospel according to John, chapter 20, verses 1 through 10. I read this from the New American Standard Bible in my English translation of the Greek text. There is much to these verses, but I want to focus on Peter and John. They're together again. They have followed Jesus closely, really very intimately, from when Jesus called them in John chapter 1, and again along the Sea of Galilee that we read about in Matthew 4. And now they find themselves dealing with the aftermath of Jesus' cruel and unjust death upon the cross. They have witnessed this death with their own two eyes, following the sham trials of the Lord. For example, if we back up and read John chapter 18 and verse 15, we find Peter and John together. Let me read this for us. This is John chapter 18, verses 15 and 16. Simon Peter was following Jesus, and so was another disciple. Now that disciple was known to the high priest and entered with Jesus into the court of the high priest. But Peter was standing at the door outside. So the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to the doorkeeper and brought Peter in. And let me say here that again, the other disciple is John. John, you see, never mentions his own name in the gospel, this gospel that he wrote. He's too humble for that, and so he refers to himself as the disciple that Jesus loved, or another disciple, or the other disciple. And you might think, well, I'd prefer to be called the disciple that Jesus loved rather than to be called by my own name. Me too. But the point still stands. The Apostle John has been adequately humbled by Christ. John definitely did not start out humble. He and his brother James were called by Jesus sons of thunder in Mark 3. And when you read about these brothers in the Gospels, you will see why. In Luke 9, they wanted to call down fire from heaven to scorch some folks who rejected Jesus. Okay, now let's get back to John chapter 20. In John 20 and verse 1, Mary Magdalene has come to the tomb of Jesus very early in the morning and shockingly found the big heavy stone in front of the tomb taken away. Mary also sees the tomb is empty. She tells us that herself in verse 2. So in her shock, she sets off running and finds Peter and John, who were obviously together, and she reports to them what she has found. Well, off go Peter and John. They even run together. They do everything together. But eventually, John outruns Peter. He must have been faster. And when John gets there, he stops and looks into the tomb, but he does not set a foot inside. But he saw enough to see the linen wrappings that were tucked around Jesus' dead body, now lying there by themselves without the body of the Lord. And then, according to personality, all the disciples have certain personalities, just like us, along comes Peter, and he entered right into the tomb, quickly rushing in, and he saw the linen wrappings just lying there. He also finds the evidence of the face cloth, which had been on Jesus' head, rolled up in a spot by itself. Well, then John also entered the tomb, and in a monumental moment, both saw the same things. No Jesus, but he had left behind his grave clothes. Now, does this make Peter and John more confident or less confident? They have been receiving their confidence from Christ, and then he died and left them. But now it appears that Jesus is alive, or at least missing. And the logical question is, where did Jesus go? Where has the Lord gone? I find verse 9 of our text stunning. John chapter 20 and verse 9 reads, "For as yet they did not understand the scripture that Jesus must rise again from the dead." In my Bible, in the margin next to verse 9, I have written, "Still?" From my privileged vantage point, looking back centuries and centuries, I can ask that question. But if I put myself in the sandals of Peter and John, it makes sense that they did not yet understand all that Jesus had been teaching them. We do realize, don't we, that seeing is believing. That's what the tail end of verse 8 says about John, quote, "He saw and believed," unquote. And then, just to complete this initial commentary on the passage, listen to verse 10. It's so subtle. John chapter 20 and verse 10, "So the disciples went away again to their own homes." The question we have to ask is, as they returned to their homes, having now believed that Jesus must rise from the dead, what confidence did they now have? Well, when you come back on Monday, we're going to find out. By the way, it will be a good use of your time this weekend if you read two chapters in the Bible. Get a hold of a Bible and read in the Gospel according to John, chapters 20 and 21. John chapters 20 and 21, and do so before Monday's broadcast. As you read, pay careful attention to what happens between Peter, John, and Jesus. And remember that the disciple whom Jesus loved is John. I do not think it's too much to ask for you to do this little assignment for Monday, is it? It's just a total of 56 verses. You could read half tomorrow, 28 verses, and half on Sunday, 28 verses. Or better yet, read them all in one go. Or better yet, read both chapters twice this weekend. Let's see if you can come to some conclusions about the confidence of Peter and John by reading these two chapters by Monday. And let me pray for us as we close the week together. Lord Jesus, thank you that as we rely on you, you make us confident. I pray for people who are seriously lacking in confidence right now, Jesus. Be with them. Should this person not yet believe in you by faith, be gracious to them now and draw them in as a follower of yours. And for the Christians within the sound of my voice, fill us with confidence too, Lord. Amen. Join me again on Monday, for God is...